Hello, everyone, and welcome to the MaterCast. I'm Jamming Jerry Mater. This podcast may contain adult language, strong language. It may also include description of sexual intercourse. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is going to be about a rant, and I'm very sorry that you have to be subject to it if you didn't do anything wrong. But I want to let y'all know what's going on, so you all understand it's a rant. And just, if you hear me swearing, it's because I'm pissed off, okay? Bottom line, you don't like that, please turn the podcast off now, because I'm going to fucking do what I got to do here and say what I got to say. And these motherfuckers that don't like it, well, I'm sorry about your bad luck, because here it comes anyway. Yeah, I'm Jamming Jerry Mater. They used to call me the outlaw back in the day because I was nuts. I would go right in. I'd break into servers, knock down people's streams on purpose just to watch them fall to the ground, lose every listener they had. Why? Because they used to do the same shit to me behind my back. I did it to them up front. I used to tell them what I was doing. I used to call them right up on the phone. Hey, asshole, I just knocked out your damn server. I didn't care. And it was the way it was. It was like the Wild Wild West, man. I was pounding them bastards like they didn't know what hit them. But I grew out of all that. I'm no longer a bad guy. But I don't like people talking shit about me neither. And that's what this rant's mostly about. Let me tell you what happened. I got an email from 5 people. I will not name names because I don't want no trouble. But people been going around on message boards, on these messaging boards, on some Facebook groups, and on other things, saying that I am done with radio forever because I can't get my shit together. Okay, that's fine. Run your fucking mouth. Let me tell you straight out what's going on. Jerry Mater is not dead yet. Jerry Mater is well fucking alive. I can still move my mouth and my hands and my feet and my ears. So, I'm going to set it to you fuckers straight as an arrow. I didn't go nowhere, and I don't plan on going nowhere. And if that's an issue with you, too fucking bad. It's my competitors trying to cause trouble because they know damn well that I'm whooping their ass in the ratings, and they don't like it. I got a lot of friends over at Anchor, and I want to thank Anchor for letting my show come out like it is, unleashed and uncensored. Thank you, Anchor, for all you've done, and I hope that while it goes to Spotify, I hope that I can keep my show going the way it is, uncensored and just about as fucking crazy as ever. And yeah, you will hear the word fuck on this show, and if it is an issue for you, please unsubscribe. Thank you very much. If you're a kid listening to my show, you may not want to do that unless you ask your parents first, because they may get pissed off at you. So be careful. If you're listening to it without your parents' permission, I didn't know about it, and I don't want to know about it, alright? Let's get back into this. So I got 3 emails sent me. Hey Jerry, why are you retiring, man? What's going on? Hey Jerry, you feeling alright, man? They keep going around saying you're dead. Ha ha, funny asshole. I didn't die, I didn't retire. I won't. And I want to give something special to these assholes posting bullshit about me online. If I find out who you are, you got something coming, because I'm going to have your ass removed. I'm going to track your fucking IP down, send it to your ISP, your internet service provider, and tell them you're causing trouble on the internet. I'm going to tell them straight out, you're messing with people's privacy. No, I can't say privacy. I think I can say that you're defaming people. You're defaming people's characters. I don't like to be defamed. I am a good guy, and every time I tell y'all a story, I try to make it as real as I can. Because that's who I am. I'm a story kind of guy. Will you ever know if it's real? Probably not. And will I ever tell you if it's real? Probably not. You don't need to know. Just know it's a good story. But most of the stories I tell on this motherfucker is real. So I'm glad you're listening, folks, and I'm really sorry if I'm offending anybody here. I've had enough of people running their mouth, though, and I had to come out here and let them know straight up what's going on. Folks, if you're a diehard podcaster, listener of mine, You know the truth now when you look at those fucking boards. You know I'm telling you straight. I will never steer you wrong. I've changed in a big, big way, but I am not retired. I didn't hang up this microphone just yet. And when I get ready to hang up this microphone, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to either be three things that causes it. I'm going to have to lose my voice, permanently lose my... excuse me. Goodness me. I apologize for coughing in your ear like that. Anyway, I'm going to have to permanently lose my voice, permanently lose my hearing, or permanently die. Because I ain't going nowhere. Even if we got to switch platforms, you're going to see that happen. If Anchor, you know, stops letting us do this. But I don't think they're going to. I think they like where we're going. I don't think they care. And that's kind of them, because most people would not let my loud mouth on the air. But fuck them, because I'm back. And I ain't going nowhere. Y'all heard my podcasting before. You guys know damn well who I am and what I am. So, there it is. Sorry for making too much noise. I am very capable of still moving around. My brain still does work. My body still works. I didn't die. So whoever the fuck made up that rumor is a idiot. If I died, would I still be here talking to you right now? Would you still hear my voice on this podcast? I highly fucking doubt that. Unless you got some kind of recording of me or some shit. So no, I didn't go anywhere. I just wanted everybody to know the fucking truth. I'm not retiring. This podcast is being worked with, and I'm trying to find different segments I can still do. Don't worry. I didn't go nowhere. And I'll be goddamn if I'm going to anytime soon. So for those of you who think that you got me off the... or they think that they crashed my system, you didn't crash shit. The only thing you did was made it where I couldn't broadcast on the internet no more. You didn't make it where I couldn't podcast. And you can't, because this is my way of doing it, see? I'll upload shows and things with music in them again when I get my computer going like I want it to. Fuck with me some more, people. You're going to realize these outlaws think they got me by the balls right here. Some of them were friends of mine. Let me send a little message to your asses. You internet broadcasters out there that think you got me by the balls because I'm no longer doing internet radio. It's because I don't want to do internet radio anymore. Let me tell you why. The cost is way too expensive, for one. And for two, I don't like putting up with assholes like you. That's why. So I decided to do podcasting and fuck it all. If you don't like my podcast, you don't have to listen to it or download it. You can easily just unsubscribe. That's the beauty of having a podcast. You don't have to worry about that. You know, you don't got to worry about that. You can do what you want to do. And you can fucking, you know, do whatever. For all you outlaws that are trying to stop me from podcasting, you can go fuck off and die, because I ain't going nowhere. And I'll say it over and over until you get it through your thick fucking brain that this old podcast ain't dead. It's just being worked a little bit. I'm working around some things I got to do. And I've had a nasty cold over the little while that I haven't broadcasted. I had a really bad vocal problem. I could barely even fucking sing. And y'all want me to fucking broadcast? Hey, listen here. I'm coming back around. And when I come back around, I'm going to rock the fuck out of this fucking podcast. So you better be ready. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, I'll catch y'all later. You guys are just got to hang in there and wait for me to drop another podcast, which I will soon. But right now, I just want to drop this one to say, don't listen to the ass wipes, because they don't know nothing. Email me directly if you want an answer. My email address is the, T-H-E, Mader, MaderCast, cast, at iCloud.com. The MaderCast at iCloud.com. So fucking email me if you want to know the truth. Because you're going to get the fucking truth. I don't play this bullshit game. I don't want to play it. I don't want to play it. See, my vocal cords go in and out sometimes on me. And sometimes all I get is a whisper. But they're coming back around. I just had a little issue with my larynx when I lost my voice for a while. Well, I didn't lose my voice. I just had a really bad cough for a while and probably scarred my throat pretty good with some vaping products. Yeah, because I was trying to get rid of the pain. And it worked. It worked. I just hit it too hard one time and I think I scarred one of my muscles in my throat. It's okay. It'll come back. It is coming back. Anyway, folks, I'll catch y'all later on. And y'all take care now. Don't lose my podcast. Keep it on your list. Talk to y'all later. This has been the Mader Cast, and I'm Jamming Jerry Mader. And, just think about me if you can, if you will. And be well. And I'll catch you guys later on. And I apologize if I might have offended anybody. But for those people who are causing problems, not people that are causing problems, people that are reading things on the internet, stop it. They are not true. I am not dead. I will not die. Shit, if jaw surgery couldn't put me down, what the hell makes you think having no internet radio station put me down? I just been over here having some fun with this podcasting thing. And I don't think I'm ever going to quit, folks. Take care, everybody. This podcast will be back up and running in a month or two with brand new content. Until then, I will be catching y'all later. I will give y'all updates, and we'll see you later. Take care, everybody. And remember, the Mader Cast isn't dead. Jamming Jerry Mader for fuck sure isn't dead. And this podcast is where I'm going to be from this moment on. Forever. So you can always hear me when podcasts drop on this. You'll always know it's me coming at you. So get your son bitch and recorders ready, man. Download it. Subscribe to it. And enjoy it. If you like hearing me go off at the fucking mouth, you'll catch those podcasts once in a while. They're not all going to be informative. This one kind of was tonight. But I just let y'all know I'm not dead. I'm not going anywhere. And I got something to say for you. One last thing to throw at all you internet radio faggots that keep on wanting to fuck with me. Okay? Here's what I got to say to you, sorry fucks. Blind and sighted. There's two things I can't stand in the internet world. One is a gossiper that doesn't have his facts correct, or her facts correct for that matter. The other is a fucking liar who thinks they know it all. I don't fuck around. When I say something, I mean it. I'm not the old guy I used to be. I'm not the asshole I used to be. I'm not out here causing any difficult problems for anybody, but I will share stories with you about radio on here, and I will share the stories that I actually had happen to me on the radio, and that's just who I am. So if that kind of thing is not your thing and you don't like it, well, there's always the unsubscribe button. You can do that any fucking time you want. This has been the Mader Cast. I am Jammin' Jerry Mader saying so long, everybody.